Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
There's a good question that we got on the live stream on the BS Facebook page as well as the 98 Rock Facebook page. Will you be able to hear the sounder for your chance to get qualified for the trip to Las Vegas to see the Scorpions?
Yes.
The answer is yes. Mm-hmm. Everything that you hear on the air and now off the air, you can hear on the stream. But yes, you will be able to do that.
Yes.
This is a lot of work.
It's fun though, right?
Yeah,
I see
it's
you
cool.
getting it into it. You're getting the hang of it.
Yeah.
People want to hear your voice. They need you to talk to them in a mic. You're there. They're happy.
It's funny because Gen Xers, even though the 80s and Gen X is considered a very selfish generation, it's the first of the me generation. A lot of us, including myself, have a problem grasping the look at me on social media.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean.
Well, you're not a Gen Xer.
Oh.
Millennials have no problem with it.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Millennials, because you're, and it's not a bad thing. I'm not. This isn't a shot. This is just how you grow up, how you're programmed, because that's what you grew up with is sharing everything. Like we grew up being told by the boomer generation is like keep it private. You know, there are certain things that you release to people, and there's other
you
things
should
you
be
don't
seen and not heard.
Right, like certain things like that, right? So you know, you get a little, you get a lot of that in the Gen Xers. So to grasp the social media idea and the concept of, you know, send me this or do this or comment here. And that's what you have to do. You have to specifically tell people on social media what you need them to do. It's a challenge for me. I don't think it's difficult. It's just a challenge. So like this live stream thing that we're doing now, I'm embracing it, but I'm asking.
Yeah, this has only been one day. You're doing great.
But I'm asking, you know, I'm not pretending like I know and everything because I don't. I'm asking.
Yeah.
And, you know, during the breaks, it's tough because my biggest fear is I'm going to, you know, because I like to trash people every once in a while during the breaks. And
well, don't worry, I'll turn your microphone off. You start.
Yeah,
trashing.
But if it's too late, someone, you know, because you know somebody's recording, you know, just to try to catch us. And, you know, and he's
somebody's
like
somebody's screen recording at all times. That's the number one key to streaming that you have to remember.
Right,
somebody's recording you.
I'm telling you, the way I will be fired in Sacramento is from this live stream. I'm telling you that right now. It is definitely something I'm going to say, and that is going to be the dumbest thing. I'm going to be so mad at myself. You know, there's so many other ways I'd like to go out. I do not want to go out that way.
No, you'll be fine. We'll stay on track.
All right. So we, I think you brought this up in headlines last year. Mickey Mouse, the public domain.
Yep.
Okay. It's the Steamboat Willie version.
Yes.
Okay. It's not Mickey Mouse, which we see in Anaheim or in Orlando.
It's the original.
It's the original Steamboat Willie. Different,
yes.
Different version.
Well, and not even technically Mickey Mouse. Like that, he is Steamboat Willie.
So why do they call him this?
Because this was the first cartoon that they made of him.
And then
they they're like, oh, we're going to call him Mickey Mouse.
He lacks the current Mickey gloves and oversized shoes, and his eyes are small, black ovals without pupils. That's the original version, and now it has entered the public domain for the first time.
Yes.
What does that mean? Well, that means that version of Mickey Mouse, Steamboat Willie, can be used without having to pay any royalties to Disney.
Yes, and commercially.
Commercially, right. So you can do whatever you want with it.
Yep.
I guess. I mean, that's the way that I understand it.
Yes.
With that being said, there are filmmakers that have just been chomping at the bit for this moment so they can make him into a horror villain, you know, this is the problem with society. Like there are certain things that you don't have to have a law. You don't have to have a rule. It's just a code. Mickey Mouse is not a villain. There should be nothing dark with Mickey Mouse. You know, like, because a kid's going to see a version of Mickey Mouse, not understand the difference, and is automatically going to associate the next time that kid goes to Anaheim and goes to Disneyland and is going to associate that dark Mickey Mouse with that Mickey Mouse. And that's horrible. I hate that.
Yeah, I see what you're saying there. Because I was getting ready to say that that version of Mickey, though, it already looks scary to me. It was in black and white. Mm-hmm. He just looks like a different Mickey. So I could see him being horrible, being in horror.
Well, there's two different horror movies. One, there's a teaser trailer for Mickey's Mousetrap, which is a live-action film directed by Jamie Bailey, no relation. It was released on Monday. Depicts a group of friends who are terrorized by someone in a mask of the smiling rodent at a carnival. The mouse is out, the trailer declared.
So that's less about it being Mickey Mouse being evil and just a Michael Myers type situation.
Yeah, they're just using the image of the Steamboat Willie, but in a mask form. Now, I like that, though. That sounds like an interesting movie.
Again, there are certain characters that should never be made dark. That's why I have such a problem with the superhero movies. Like Iron Man, they crushed it. They did a great job with Iron Man. I was so thankful. And Robert Downey Jr. was awesome.
He was.
Because it was campy. There was comedy. There was action. I don't know if there was like a lot of death in Iron Man. I don't remember him. I don't believe
terrorists and bad guys died.
Yeah. But
that's fine. The bad guys can die.
But more off-screen stuff, too.
What you mean?
Like, it wasn't like a lot of, like, up in your face. Like, you're not watching guys get shot with bullets. And, you know, there's, like, explosions. And, you know, people are dying in explosions.
And you know what I go back to?
I did. I wrote it down.
What? Man of Steel? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Superman doesn't kill. Superman doesn't kill.
I wrote it down.
I wrote it down
just because I knew he was going there, and I was like, I just...
You know, it's funny. So, you know, I know I was beating up on resolutions earlier in the show. One thing that I do, and I don't really publicize this, but one thing I do going into a new year every year is I write down predictions, and I put in them in an envelope. And I seal the envelope, and then I put it in a certain spot. And
Epic views. Waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
In my studio at home, and I'm pretty spot on a lot. Like, you know, the year I got fired, I was on there and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. The year somebody else got fired, I put in there. You know, like, it's a really, like, if you could see my track record, but the things that I do would be no really of interest to you listening.
Uh-huh.
You know, they're all kind of personal things. So you're trying to pull a me. And
I was like,
this is what Bailey's about to say.
I'm going to write it down so I can prove I knew this is where he was about to go.
I was so disappointed in Man of Steel. You know, I was very excited because Superman is the end all be all of superheroes. Mm-hmm. I mean, he is truth, justice in the American way.
Yes.
I don't care what you buy into in today's society where everybody's the same lie. Everybody, you know, is on the same page. We're all that is all the biggest load of crap you've been force fed by propaganda. I could people that agreeing with me are smart. You know, Superman is, I know he's an alien, but he stands for the American way. He helps people other places, but he flies the American flag back to the White House after Zod and his crew destroy it.
Yeah, he's from Kansas.
I love how they depict Superman and the boys as just being totally corrupt and not this great person everybody thinks he is.
But that's not Superman.
That.
You say what?
But
now?
He's a depiction of Superman.
Who?
The show The Boys.
The Boys. They have like all these superheroes, but they don't call them Superman, but you know he's Superman and he's a villain and he's horrible, but I love it.
No, but see, that's a bad.
Homelander, that's what they call it.
Yeah, Homelander.
It should all still be good, 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 good.
Oh, then don't watch The Boys. You would not like
That's why Superman 3 flopped, is because Superman in a bar drunk, flicking peanuts at the speed of light.
Well, and wasn't,
are you kidding me? His outfit gets dark blue?
Wasn't Superman 3 about like tax evasion or something? Like, it wasn't even like, you didn't have a real good bad guy even.
We had Richard Pryor in
it. Right.
I mean, and then there's another horror film featuring Steamboat Willie. It was brought to, it says, the second Steamboat Willie horror film directed by Stephen LaMorte was announced yesterday via press release. The film will start production in spring of 2024. Steamboat Willie, quote unquote, has brought joy to generations, but beneath that cheerful exterior lies a potential for pure unhinged terror. So this is going to be like one of those mental health things where it's like, for all these years under the public domain, he was happy. He was faking it the entire time, just waiting to burst. Now look at him. He goes into his old office and shoots up the place. And I mean, like, come on. I can't wait to unleash our twisted take on the beloved character to the world. Why would you feed that into the world? Like, you know, everything is propaganda if you look at it that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, this country throughout the generations of Hollywood, we've been based off of propaganda. And granted, it hasn't been necessarily truthful, but there's nothing wrong with in the 50s, you know, having propaganda television, Leave It to Beaver and into the 60s and so on and so forth, where it depicts a traditional American family,
nuclear family,
a husband, a wife, a kids, mom, mm-hmm. you know, is in the kitchen, you know, and I know the times have changed and we don't want to depict women and
sure.
so, I get that stuff. But there's nothing wrong with depicting good.
Yeah, it's less about positive. A woman being in the kitchen and a loving family being in the home is what it's more about.
Exactly.
Right.
So when it comes to the superhero stuff, I mean, these are heroes to kids. And kids are going to grow up. I mean, there's not one kid, boy or girl, that didn't grow up without somewhat of a hero, whether it be. That's why, you know, when professional athletes say, hey, look, I'm not a role model. Yeah, you are. You signed up
mm-hmm.
for it.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a camera on you. And you get paid that type of money,
yep.
and you represent that type of organization.
You are a role model.
You are a role model. Like it or not, you are a role model.
You know, that's why you have to conduct yourself accordingly. But I
exactly.
still think that if Mickey's dark, people probably aren't taking small kids to see this type of stuff. So I think
they're
going to still be fine.
But they're going to see it anyway. I mean, no parent is taking their kid to watch porn, but the kid's going to see it anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's possible.
Yeah.
I think they'll be fine, though. I do. I see your point where you want Mickey to be, you know, rainbows and happy and Disney, but I want to see some of these horror movies that you just named, so I'm going to see.
Well, even Disney,
see how I feel after.
Even Disney's not Disney anymore. I mean, some of the programming on Disney Plus is pretty dark.
Mm-hmm. It is.
You know, which back in the day, that was not even
would
a thing.
Never happened.
They wouldn't even discuss, you know, and what they allow on the different, you know, Disney-esque channels, like even ESPN and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's come a long way. Not necessarily in a positive way, in my opinion, but it's come definitely in a long way. And I'm not asking for everything has to be rainbows and all that stuff, cupcakes and puppy dog tails. I want it to be campy and fun with a positive end result. That's what I want. I want the Superman theme. Man of Steel didn't even have the theme
music. But only
music.
Certain characters.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a bad guy, you're a bad guy. You know, you can be a bad guy and do bad things. There's supposed to be people that you hate. You cannot have good without evil.
Right.
I mean, that's what everybody's everyday life is based off of. Doesn't matter what you believe in. There's good versus evil. There's got to be competition because that's what makes the grind the grind. It makes you work for a goal or an end result.
Right.
You know? I mean, Luke Skywalker was not the star of Star Wars.
No.
Luke was a putz.
Who was the star?
Darth Vader.
Oh.
Darth Vader.
Darth Vader. Gotcha.
Who?
I said Chewbacca.
No.
No, before that?
That's what I said, and you heard me. So don't
but the guy with the red lightsaber in the James Earl Jones voice, what's his name?
All Black. What's his name?
Oh, Darth Vader.
Thank you.
What are you thinking?
No, what are you thinking?
Yeah, what are you thinking?
Try it with me. All right?
All right.
Darth.
Oh, Darth.
Darth.
That's what I said.
No, you said Darth.
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 Dwarf. Why are you adding like a U in there?
I don't
there?
Know. Some words I can't.
You can't roll an A.
I can roll an R.
It's the midget version. It's Dwarf Vader. Dwarf Vader. Dwarf Vader.
Darth.
She said Darth Vader and then tried
I've
to go back to
said
Chewbacca
Darth
twice.
Vader.
Darth Vader.
I said Chewbacca. We ain't even talking about Chewbacca.
That's what I said.
Darth Vader only comes out at night.
Darth Vader. Oh, my God.
See, this is what happens. When you mess up names, now kids are going, oh, who's Darth Vader?
They know who it is.
All right. Third round of headlines. What do you got?
I'm going to tell you why Jimmy Fallon may sue Aaron Rodgers and...
Hold on.
Huh?
Try again. Read the story. Jimmy
Fallon.
Kimmel!
Sheesh.
He must know Darth Vader.
Why Jimmy Kimmel?
That's why you get your breaking news here on this show. We'll make sure all the names are screwed up. You go to work today and repeating a story from this show, you're going to sound as dumb as we do.
Kimmel a million times and still wrote Fallon. It's muscle memory. My mind just wrote Fallon even though I know it's Kimmel. It's crazy.
All right, it's not Jimmy
Kimmel. And I'm going to tell you what's visiting Earth soon.
Okay, there you go. Nailed that one.
Uh-huh.
All right, two big stories from today. Get your third round of headlines here in a minute. Hey!
Stand by for news.
News, 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 news.
It's time for today's top two. Headlines.
Hey, here we go. Third round of headlines. Big thanks to our friends at Good Guys Heating and Air. 530 Good Air. Nikki D.
Jimmy Kimmel is heated over these remarks. H5.
And then bring up 57 and 56.
This has something to do with the Epstein list that came out.
Feels like
that's supposed to be coming out soon.
Look, this guy's been waiting in his wine cellar. Yeah. I've been waiting in my wine cellar for this thing.
A lot of people, including Jimmy Kimmel, are really hoping that doesn't
All right.
Aaron Rodgers was on the Pat McAfee show, and they were just kind of goofing around, and they brought up the Epstein list that's going to be released. And as you heard in that audio, Aaron Rodgers suggested that Jimmy Kimmel's name is on this list.
He did not.
He said
that is the internet's biggest misconception of what he said. But go ahead.
Okay. Well, the misconception is he said on there that he thinks Kimmel's name may be on that list, possibly. And Kimmel heard this audio and he is upset. He said his words were reckless and they put his family in danger. So it's a possibility right now that he is going to pursue legal action against Aaron Rodgers for the remarks that he made on that show.
Okay. I like Jimmy Kimmel. All right. I do a lot. But this blows my mind. Aaron Rodgers, what he said, word for word, he never said Jimmy Kimmel's name is going to be on this list. Mm-hmm. But everything that you read on the internet says that's what he said. He did not say that. He said that Jimmy Kimmel is going to be upset when the list is released. Meaning, the way that I took it was literally with what he said. I mean, it's not a shock. I mean, Aaron Rodgers leans one side and Kimmel leans another side.
Mm-hmm.
And what Kimmel's buddies is what I took it as him referring to.
Uh-huh.
Is that he's going to be upset because he's going to have to defend all of his buddies, like the alleged Bill Clintons and stuff like that. You know, and if you read into this Epstein list, like all these names that are being thrown out, the Prince Andrews, the Trumps, and all these, it's again documented that not every single one of them on this list is what they're talking about is their flight list that flew out there.
Mm-hmm.
Is like the next debate is going to be,
What'd you fly out there for?
Yep. Why were you on the airplane? Did you partake in having sex with underage girls or any girls?
Yeah, against their will.
Against their will. So, you know, and I'm not defending anyone, but if you're going to make an argument and you're going to debate something and you're going to trash somebody and you want somebody to fall for this, and there will be people, trust me, there will be people that will fall, but just make sure that you're understanding what people are saying and what has been released and the information that's been given.
Well, I think because they already have beef with each other anyway, him even mentioning his name, it wasn't something positive.
But again, Kimmel mentions people all the time in comedic monologues, you know. So to say that, like, you know, you can say, well, Hillary Clinton's going to be upset when this list is going to be released.
Yes.
Well, why would you say that? Well, alleged Bill Clinton's on the list. Mm-hmm. She might know Prince Andrew, whoever else is. Like, I could say Nelson is going to be upset with who this. He might be a fan of somebody that's going to be on this list. That doesn't mean Nelson's going to be on this list.
No.
Or he might be.
You know, that's why it blows me away that this is such a big story today. And Kimmel responded that way because he never said he was going to be on the list. Mm-hmm. Now, if Aaron Rodgers would have said those words, he would have an argument. Without a doubt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He would have an argument. But that's not what he said.
I'm not a big Rodgers guy, but I'm inclined to believe you on this one. It feels more right what you're saying, that Rodgers is talking trash just broadly about Kimmel being friends with people that would be caught up in this.
This is not even a me opinion thing. Mm. This is a what the words were thing.
Right.
Like, nobody's listening to. Now they're assuming what he means. You can't assume and then.
You got to go by what was exactly said.
Yeah, you can't assume and then judge by jury. You can't do that.
Has he said anything? today? I haven't seen it, that he said anything.
Kimmel wrote a big tweet.
Kimmel did, yeah. I was wondering if Aaron responded.
I didn't realize this. Part of this back and forth with them was that Rogers was on McAfee before.
Oh, they have heat, yeah.
And said something about UFO sightings could be a distraction from Epstein's client list. And then Jimmy Kimmel went on the air and made a joke about that.
Yeah, they're going back. You know, and Aaron Rodgers.
So it's like it's in.
With the vax stuff. Uh-huh. I mean, you know, and then that's a whole nother conversation is, you know, the whole world went 50-50 divide on pro-vaxxers and anti-vaxxers, mm-hmm. but anti-vaxxers were...
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
That's it.
No, you said Darth.
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 Dwarf. Why are you adding like a U in there?
I don't
there?
Know. Some, you know some words I can't.
You can't roll an A.
I can roll an R.
It's the midget Darth. Version. It's Dwarf Vader. Dwarf Vader. Dwarf Vader.
Darth.
She said Darth Vader and then tried
I've
to go back to
said
Chewbacca
Darth
twice.
Vader.
Darth Vader.
I said Chewbacca. We ain't even talking about Chewbacca.
Yes, Dark, that's what I said.
Darth Vader only comes out at night.
Darth Vader. Oh, my God.
See, this is what happens. When you mess up names, now kids are going, oh, who's Darth Vader?
They know who it is.
All right. Third round of headlines. What do you got?
I'm going to tell you why Jimmy Fallon may sue Aaron Rodgers. Well, and
hold on.
Huh?
Try again. Read the story. Jimmy
Fallon.
Kimmel.
Kimmel! Sheesh.
He must know Darth Vader.
Why Jimmy Kimmel?
That's why you get your breaking news here on this show. We'll make sure all the names are screwed up. You go to work today and repeating a story from this show, you're going to sound as dumb as we do.
Kimmel a million times and still wrote Fallon. It's muscle memory. My mind just wrote Fallon even though I know it's Kimmel. It's crazy.
All right, it's not Jimmy
Kimmel. And I'm going to tell you what's visiting Earth soon.
Okay, there you go. Nailed that one. Uh-huh. All right, two big stories from today. Get your third round of headlines here in a minute. Hey!
Stand by for news.
News, 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 news.
It's time for today's top two.
Headlines, read all about it, baby.
Hey, here we go. Third round of headlines. Big thanks to our friends at Good Guys Heating and Air 530 Good Air. Nikki D.
Jimmy Kimmel is heated over these remarks. H5.
And then bring up 57 and 56.
This has something to do with the Epstein list that came out.
Feels like
that's supposed to be coming out soon. That's supposed to be coming out soon.
Look, this guy's been waiting in his wine cellar.
Yeah.
I've been waiting in my wine cellar for this thing.
A lot of people, including Jimmy Kimmel, are really hoping that doesn't
come out. All right.
Aaron Rodgers was on the Pat McAfee show, and they were just kind of goofing around, and they brought up the Epstein list that's going to be released. And as you heard in that audio, Aaron Rodgers suggested that Jimmy Kimmel's name is on this list.
He did not.
He said
that is the internet's biggest misconception of what he said. But go ahead.
Okay. Well, the misconception is he said on there that he thinks Kimmel's name may be on that list, possibly. And Kimmel heard this audio and he is upset. He said his words were reckless and they put his family in danger. So it's a possibility right now that he is going to pursue legal action against Aaron Rodgers for the remarks that he made on that show.
Okay. I like Jimmy Kimmel. All right. I do a lot. But this blows my mind. Aaron Rodgers, what he said, word for word, he never said Jimmy Kimmel's name is going to be on this list. Mm-hmm. But everything that you read on the internet says that's what he said. He did not say that. He said that Jimmy Kimmel is going to be upset when the list is released. Meaning, the way that I took it was literally with what he said. I mean, it's not a shock. I mean, Aaron Rodgers leans one side and Kimmel leans another side.
Mm-hmm.
And what Kimmel's buddies is what I took it as him referring to.
Uh-huh.
Is that he's going to be upset because he's going to have to defend all of his buddies, like the alleged Bill Clintons and stuff like that. You know, and if you read into this Epstein list, like all these names that are being thrown out, the Prince Andrews, the Trumps, and all these, it's again documented that not every single one of them on this list is what they're talking about is their flight list
mm-hmm.
that flew out there
mm-hmm.
is like the next debate is going to be.
What'd you fly out there for?
What'd you fly out there for?
Yep.
Why were you on the airplane? did you partake in having sex with underage girls or any girls?
Yeah, against their will.
Against their will. So, you know, and I'm not defending anyone, but if you're going to make an argument and you're going to debate something and you're going to trash somebody and you want somebody to fall for this, and there will be people, trust me, there will be people that will fall, but just make sure that you're understanding what people are saying and what has been released and the information that's been given.
Well, I think because they already have beef with each other anyway, him even mentioning his name, it wasn't something positive.
But again, Kimmel mentions people all the time in comedic monologues, you know. So to say that, like, you know, you can say, well, Hillary Clinton's going to be upset when this list is going to be released.
Yes.
Well, why would you say that? Well, alleged Bill Clinton's on the list. Mm-hmm. She might know Prince Andrew, whoever else is. Like, I could say Nelson is going to be upset with who this. He might be a fan of somebody that's going to be on this list. That doesn't mean Nelson's going to be on this list.
No.
Or he might be.
You know, that's why it blows me away that this is such a big story today, and Kimmel responded that way because he never said he was on. He was going to be on the list. Mm-hmm. Now, if Aaron Rodgers would have said those words, he would have an argument. Without a doubt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He would have an argument. But that's not what he said.
I'm not a big Rodgers guy, but I'm inclined to believe you on this one. It feels more right what you're saying, that Rodgers is talking trash just broadly about Kimmel being friends with people that would be caught up in this.
This is not even a me opinion thing. Mm. This is a what the words were thing.
Right.
Like, nobody's listening to. Now they're assuming what he means. You can't assume and then.
You got to go by what was exactly said.
Yeah, you can't assume and then judge by jury. You can't do that.
Has he said anything today? I haven't seen it that he said anything.
Kimmel wrote a big tweet.
Kimmel did, yeah. I was wondering if Aaron responded.
I didn't realize this. Part of this back and forth with them was that Rodgers was on McAfee before.
Oh, they have heat, yeah.
And said something about UFO sightings could be a distraction from Epstein's client list. And then Jimmy Kimmel went on the air and made a joke about that.
Yeah, they're going back. You know, and Aaron Rodgers.
So it's like it's in.
With the vax stuff. Uh-huh. I mean, you know, and then that's a whole nother conversation is, you know, the whole world went 50-50 divide on pro-vaxxers and anti-vaxxers. Mm-hmm. But anti-vaxxers were everybody that just didn't want to get the vaccination versus those that didn't want to get the vaccination but said, hey, look, you go ahead and get it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my stance was, hey, look, I'm going to get it, but if you don't want to get it, I don't think less of you.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's your prerogative.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you can do, but I'm not going to judge you based off of that. Don't tell me what to do.
Right. Don't tell me what to do, and I won't tell you what to do. That was my stance the entire time.
Right. Exactly.
Do what works for you.
And I'm telling you something with this Epstein list, okay? I've got a theory that they are waiting for one very important person to pass away before they release the majority. We won't see the whole thing, but
no.
Some of the list. They're waiting for
who?
I don't want to say who.
Okay.
No.
Because I don't need somebody knocking on the door.
Right.
but it's been somebody that we haven't seen in a few years.
Mm-hmm.
That the last time we did see this individual, they did not look all that healthy. And they have a track record of not being the most faithful.
Yep.
And you know, it's kind of like the JFK docs. And I said this yesterday. They're waiting for all the living associated within so many degrees before releasing the information. Again, I don't think we'll ever get the answer to that either.
Nope.
You know, so just remember me saying that.
I will remember.
And then when and if this person does pass, which I don't wish that on any, at least this person. and I've interviewed this person before.
That's awesome.
And so, so I'm just saying they're waiting for that to drop before that information goes out.
A Russian czar. You've interviewed a Russian czar?
I have, yes. Vladimir. Bushki. I'm very happy to be on the BS. All right, second story.
Something lost may now be found. H6.
Apophis, one of the most potentially hazardous asteroids ever discovered, is coming for a visit.
Several new reports claim that a lost asteroid, 2007 FT3, could hit Earth in 2024 with a force of 2.6 billion tons. Now, this asteroid was lost back in 2007. They have no idea what happened. NASA lost sight of it. Well, now they're saying that it could hit Earth October 5th of 2024. All these videos are going around. And NASA is saying, listen, it's not going to hit the Earth. It's 30 million miles away. We'll be fine.
Did you hear NASA or NASA?
It was NASA the first time. She doubled back. I think she heard us snickering.
Oh, my gosh. Come on. I know how to say
those,
NASA.
Those people in the Bahamas, man, they lose stuff all the time.
I did not say NASA.
I don't know if you've ever been to the islands before, but.
A little smoky.
Gosh. For them to lose an asteroid, it's no shock to me.
NASA.
Those Bahamians in the NASA, they're in Port Canaveral. Hey, man, you seen the asteroid, man? No, man, we'll get to it tomorrow, man.
Now, be blown away later.
You lose your keys. You don't lose an asteroid.
No.
Right?
Right.
You lose a phone number. Lose your mind. Mm-hmm. You don't lose an asteroid.
You can. Space is huge.
How big is it?
It's really big.
If you believe.
If you believe, space?
Yeah, if you believe that the world's not flat.
Oh, yeah, no. The world's not flat. Space out there.
It's not an asteroid.
It's a firmament.
It's a boulder.
Uh-huh. Right.
It's just, we lost the giant boulder rolling around on flat Earth. all right. Well, one of some good watching for TV for you here. So I was oblivious to this story. I don't even remember when it was a story. So I had to backtrack and go and watch the documentary from, I believe, 2017. Everybody familiar with this Gypsy Rose story?
Yes.
This girl just got released from prison after murdering her mother,
yep,
with the help from her then boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. If you're not familiar with this story, this is mind blowing. How this is not a constant big story. I don't think ever in the history of life has this ever been done to a child. And then the child react the way they did it.
Right. Specifically not to this level.
Right. Exactly. It's called what? Manchasm?
What? Munchausen.
Munchausen.
By proxy.
By proxy. Yeah. All right. Run that down for you here in a minute. Hang on. Hey, thanks for being here. Good morning. It's the BS. My name's Jason Bailey. There's Nikki D. There's Nelson. Big thanks to Kyle, as always, for helping us out. He bolts at 9 to go down the hall to do his sports show. 916-909-0985. You can use that to get on the text machine as well. You will need that number here as we get into the final hour of the program. The sounder for the trip to Las Vegas, see the Scorpions, has not gone off yet. We're listening for the whistle. Just like that. Nailed it. Get you registered for the trip to Vegas to see the Scorpions. So when you hear that, be caller 18. Hello to those, as we're now calling you, Boogars.
You really need to rebrand that before it sticks.
I like it. The Boogars for our live streamers. On the BS Facebook page, as well as the 98 Rock Facebook page. Nelson's telling me I'm going to get burned out soon. It's like day two.
I know.
I don't think you'll get burned out. I think you're going to get more and more used to it, and it's going to become second nature. That's what I think.
Right. Yeah. I've actually found myself during the breaks behaving myself.
Yes, you like, have been.
You know, and it actually gives me more energy because instead of having to, you know, sit there and wait for the commercials and the song and
yeah, there's nowhere to hide. There's no resting.
This is great.
Let's keep on going.
Mine's like the old days.
Keep on working.
I like it. So this Gypsy Rose story, for those that are not familiar with Gypsy Rose, because I was not until over the break, I had seen the story of her being released from prison and it was a big to-do.
Uh-huh.
And
everybody was talking about it.
Yeah. And I'm like, why is everybody talking about this? Who the hell's, like, I thought Gypsy Rose was like a honey boo-boo. Like, I had no idea who she was. And I was kind of mad at myself because I take pride in really being, you know,
up on the news.
Up on the news and stuff. But this this girl who pled guilty back in 2015 to second degree murder of her mother, Claudine Dede Blanchard, which, I mean, if you see this woman, like, when God made ugly, she made this woman. I mean, she is the epitome of, it was like there was a woman of normal size, and then he took his hand and put it on her head and squished her down. And she was just like this squishy muffin woman. And she, and Gypsy Rose was sentenced to 5 years behind bars, or I mean, 10 years behind bars for this murder. Well, I'll get into why she murdered her here in just a second, because she had help from her then boyfriend who she met online. Mm-hmm. And that kid had all kinds of problems.
Yep.
I mean, all kinds of problems. So the story is, from birth, now tell me, because I know you guys are up on this probably mm-hmm. more than even I am. At birth, when this Gypsy Rose girl was born, her mother programmed her to think that she was sick.
Yes.
Brain damage, leukemia, mm-hmm. muscular dystrophy, had her use a wheelchair, gave her unnecessary medicines, mm-hmm. kept her indoors. Mm-hmm. If you watch some of these documentaries, I saw the Mommy Dead and Dearest on Prime, but there's one on Hulu called The Act. Every single video of the mother and daughter, and they're together nonstop, she's holding her hand.
Yes, she is.
So they think that when Gypsy was asked a question or was talking, her mother would squeeze. They had a sign. So she wouldn't mess anything up. And they, for years, faked these illnesses. And then you ask, okay, so why? Was it because to get money? Was it to get trips? I have no idea. Because, yes, they did get trips. I'm sure they did get support, government uh-huh. support and all that mm-hmm. stuff. But it wasn't like they were very wealthy.
Nope, not at all.
You know, they would take the, you know, Make-A-Wish trips to Disney and all these other different places, which is great. But, you know, you would think, I mean, obviously, that's not a substitute for having anyone have to go through this. I mean, this child's childhood was ruined. Yeah. Their lives, or this girl's ruined, period, at the end of story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even to this day, now that she's out of prison, she just got released. I mean, you can hear it in her voice. I mean, she's trying to get back to some kind of normalcy, living with her real father in Louisiana and the stepmother, who they seem actually legit cool, like really, really cool,
right?
Normal people. But he knew that the mother was cuckoo-cuckoo. Yep. And that's why he left.
But left her there.
The child there. And another thing about this story that's never really made much sense to me is, like, doctors gave her surgeries that she didn't even need.
That's the other thing. Mm-hmm.
So I think more than just her mother should have been called to question in this, because as a physician with degrees, why would you do surgeries on this child she did not need?
There was a doctor that she had gone to and gave a report that he did not believe that she had any of these things wrong with her.
Mm-hmm.
And he was explaining, and this is in the Prime doc that I watched, Mommy, Dead, and Dearest, the process of rebuttaling a disease or something that has been diagnosed for a long time is almost virtually impossible. And they almost just don't even want to fight the system and go through the hassle.
Mm-hmm.
But there's actually documentation from this doctor that said, hey, look, I think this is fake. And it just sat there and nobody did anything about it.
Because a lot of times when she saw those doctors and she went in and they would be like, nothing's wrong with her, she doesn't have these illnesses, she would leave and go to another doctor mm-hmm. who would then do whatever it is she wanted them to do. Because that girl's hair was only bald because she shaved it off.
Right. Yeah.
It wasn't bald because she had leukemia. She shaved her hair.
So the question, just like the question should be for anything in life, is why? And the only answer that we get is, again, the term?
Munchausen by proxy.
Munchausen.
By proxy.
By proxy.
By proxy.
Which is when an individual receives emotional gain.
Yes.
Based off of the care of someone else. Almost yes. kind of like the Florence Nightingale effect.
Right.
Yes,
it's like the opposite. Right.
Yes.
A fictitious disorder that's put on somebody else.
Crazy. So this woman, this mother, who's now dead, she was stabbed numerous times by her daughter and this boy. I mean, there's so much to the story. I don't have time to tell you the whole thing. I'm just giving you a heads up. Like, this is something that you should watch and follow.
Because, and there's a new series that's getting ready to come out on it, too.
She had cameras as soon as she got out of jail, mm-hmm. which is smart.
Yes.
You know, like, most of the time, you know, you'll look at these quote-unquote reality stars and trying to whore up the camera and whatnot. But this girl's got nothing else.
Yep.
So, like, your story is absolutely amazing. I would document it and take a paycheck, too. I mean, that's the only thing she's got.
Right.
That makes sense.
You know, I mean, because if this exists, if there's one, there's 10. If there's 10, there's 100.
Yes.
People that are doing this and eyes need to be put on it pretty much.
Right. I had never heard of even
Munchausen by proxy
that before in my life.
I don't think I heard of it until this case. And I came across this story because I watch a lot of Crazy. The ID channel and those type of things. So I saw several of this same story on those type of channels. That's how I got introduced to it. And then the Hulu special came out.
Yeah. You know, but what's funny about that is I can guarantee that you guys have seen this played out in a movie and you don't even realize that.
What movie?
The Sixth Sense.
Oh, man. I was going to try to guess. I like to play games. Damn, I was even willing to buzz in.
Damn.
Talk too fast.
Barely.
Sixth Sense.
That's absolutely correct.
Ding, 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 ding.
How is it the Sixth Sense?
Because there's a little girl who is being fed poison by her mother, and then the boy comes in and, like, figures it out because he talks to a goat, like her sister or whatever that she killed.
I only saw it once. It's only a one-watch movie.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
Yeah, it's only a one-watch movie. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen The Flowers in the Attic?
Yes.
Yes.
That's another one that's, well, that's, she's
no,
like,
but she's trying to,
she's trying to kill it
with the poison. Yeah.
She's trying to kill him so she can move on with her life and get the inheritance.
Yeah.
And get rid of the poison kids from the ex-husband.
Uh-huh.
I'm not talking about the new Flowers. I'm talking the original, the old school, and that was good. But this story is absolutely amazing. Just, I mean, there's so many things that check off the boxes. Like a mother, it's not even like the child had lived 7 or 8 years.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, I don't like this. They release the majority. We won't see the whole thing, but
no,
some of the list. They're waiting for
who?
I don't want to say who.
Okay.
No.
Because I don't need somebody knocking on the door.
Right.
but it's been somebody that we haven't seen in a few years.
Mm-hmm.
That the last time we did see this individual, they did not look all that healthy. And they have a track record of not being the most faithful.
Yep.
And you know, it's kind of like the JFK docs. And I said this yesterday. They're waiting for all the living associated within so many degrees before releasing the information. Again, I don't think we'll ever get the answer to that either.
Nope.
You know, so just remember me saying that.
I will remember.
And then when and if this person does pass, which I don't wish that on any, at least this person. And I've interviewed this person before.
That's awesome.
And so, so I'm just saying they're waiting for that to drop before that information goes out.
A Russian czar. You've interviewed a Russian czar?
I have, yes. Vladimir. Bushki, Bushki. I'm very happy to be on the BS. All right, second story.
Something lost may now be found. H6.
Apophis, one of the most potentially hazardous asteroids ever discovered, is coming for a visit.
Several new reports claim that a lost asteroid, 2007 FT3, could hit Earth in 2024 with a force of 2.6 billion tons. Now, this asteroid was lost back in 2007. They have no idea what happened. NASA lost sight of it. Well, now they're saying that it could hit Earth October 5th of 2024. All these videos are going around. And NASA's saying, listen, it's not going to hit the Earth. It's 30 million miles away. We'll be fine.
Did you hear NASA or NASA?
It was NASA the first time. She doubled back. I think she heard us snicker.
Oh, my gosh. Come on. I know how to say NASA.
Those people in the Bahamas, man, they lose stuff all the time.
I did not say NASA.
I don't know if you've ever been to the islands before, but.
A little smoky.
Gosh. For them to lose an asteroid, it's no shock to me.
NASA.
Those Bahamians in the NASA, they're in Port Canaveral. Hey, man, you seen the asteroid, man? No, man, we'll get to it tomorrow, man.
Now, be blown away later.
You lose your keys. You don't lose an asteroid.
No.
Right?
Right.
You lose a phone number. Lose your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You don't lose an asteroid.
You can. Space is huge.
How big is it?
It's really big.
If you believe. If you
in
believe,
space?
Yeah, if you believe that the world's not flat.
Oh, yeah, no. The world's not flat. Space out there.
It's not an asteroid.
The firmament.
It's a boulder.
Uh-huh, right.
It's just, we lost the giant boulder rolling around on flat Earth. all right. Well, one of some good watching for TV for you here. So I was oblivious to this story. I don't even remember when it was a story. So I had to backtrack and go and watch the documentary from, I believe, 2017. Everybody familiar with this Gypsy Rose story?
Yes.
This girl just got released from prison after murdering her mother,
yep,
with the help from her then boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. If you're not familiar with this story, this is mind blowing. How this is not a constant big story. I don't think ever in the history of life has this ever been done to a child. And then the child react the way they did it.
Right. Specifically not to this level.
Right. Exactly. It's called what? Manchasm?
What? Munchausen.
Munchausen.
By proxy.
By proxy. Yeah. All right. Run that down for you here in a minute. Hang on. Hey, thanks for being here. Good morning. It's the BS. My name is Jason Bailey. There's Nikki D. There is Nelson. Big thanks to Kyle, as always, for helping us out. He bolts at 9 to go down the hall to do a sports show. 916-909-0985. You can use that to get on the text machine as well. You will need that number here as we get into the final hour of the program. The sounder for the trip to Las Vegas, see the Scorpions, has not gone off yet. Listening for the whistle. Just like that. Nailed it. Get you registered for the trip to Vegas to see the Scorpions. So when you hear that, be caller 18. Hello to those, as we're now calling you, Boogars.
You really need to rebrand that before it sticks.
I like it. The Boogars for our live streamers on the BS Facebook page as well as the 98 Rock Facebook page. Nelson's telling me I'm going to get burned out soon. It's like day two.
I know.
I don't think you'll get burned out. I think you're going to get more and more used to it, and it's going to become second nature. That's what I think.
Right. Yeah. I've actually found myself during the breaks behaving myself.
Yes, you like, have been.
You know, and it actually gives me more energy because instead of having to, you know, sit there and wait for the commercials and the song and
yeah, there's nowhere to hide and there's no resting.
This is great.
Let's keep on going.
Mine's like the old days.
Keep on working.
I like it. So this Gypsy Rose story, for those that are not familiar with Gypsy Rose, because I was not until over the break, I had seen the story of her being released from prison and it was a big to-do.
Uh-huh. And everybody was talking about it.
Yeah. And I'm like, why is everybody talking about this? Who the hell's, like, I thought Gypsy Rose was like a Honey Boo Boo. Like, I had no idea who she was. And I was kind of mad at myself because I take pride in really being, you know,
up on the news
and stuff. But this, this girl who pled guilty back in 2015 to second degree murder of her mother, Claudine Dee Dee Blanchard, which, I mean, if you see this woman, like, when God made ugly, she made this woman. I mean, she is the epitome of, it was like there was a woman of normal size, and then he took his hand and put it on her head and squished her down. And she was just like this squishy muffin woman. And she, and Gypsy Rose was sentenced to 5 years behind bars, or I mean, 10 years behind bars for this murder. Well, I'll get into why she murdered her here in just a second, because she had help from her then boyfriend who she met online, mm-hmm. and that kid had all kinds of problems.
Yep.
I mean, all kinds of problems. So the story is, from birth, now tell me, because I know you guys are up on this probably mm-hmm. more than even I am. At birth, when this Gypsy Rose girl was born, her mother programmed her to think that she was sick.
Yes.
Brain damage, leukemia, mm-hmm. muscular dystrophy. Had her use a wheelchair, gave her unnecessary medicines, mm-hmm. kept her indoors. Mm-hmm. If you watch some of these documentaries, I saw the Mommy Dead and Dearest on Prime, but there's one on Hulu called The Act. Every single video of the mother and daughter, and they're together nonstop, she's holding her hand.
Yes, she is.
So they think that when Gypsy was asked a question or was talking, her mother would squeeze. They had a sign so she wouldn't mess anything up. And they, for years, faked these illnesses. And then you ask, okay, so why? Was it because to get money? Was it to get trips? I have no idea. Because, yes, they did get trips. I'm sure they did get support, government uh-huh. support and all that mm-hmm. stuff. But it wasn't like they were very wealthy.
Nope, not at all.
You know, they would take the, you know, Make-A-Wish trips to Disney and all these other different places, which is great. But, you know, you would think, I mean, obviously, that's not a substitute for having anyone have to go through this. I mean, this child's childhood was ruined. Yeah. Their lives, or this girl's ruined, period, at the end of story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even to this day, now that she's out of prison, she just got released. I mean, you can hear it in her voice. I mean, she's trying to get back to some kind of normalcy, living with her real father in Louisiana and the stepmother, who they seem actually legit cool, like really, really cool,
right?
Normal people. But he knew that the mother was cuckoo-cuckoo. Yep. And that's why he left.
But left her there.
But left her there.
Left the child there. And another thing about this story that's never really made much sense to me is, like, doctors gave her surgeries that she didn't even need.
That's the other thing.
So I think more than just her mother should have been called to question in this, because as a physician with degrees, why would you do surgeries on this child she did not need?
There was a doctor that she had gone to and gave a report that he did not believe that she had any of these things wrong with her.
Mm-hmm.
And he was explaining, and this is in the Prime doc that I watched, Mommy Dead and Dearest, the process of rebuttaling a disease or something that has been diagnosed for a long time is almost virtually impossible. And they almost just don't even want to fight the system and go through the hassle.
Mm-hmm.
But there's actually documentation from this doctor that said, hey, look, I don't buy it. I think this is fake. And it just sat there and nobody did anything about it.
Because a lot of times when she saw those doctors and she went in and they would be like, nothing's wrong with her. She doesn't have these illnesses. She would leave and go to another doctor mm-hmm. who would then do whatever it is she wanted them to do. Because that girl's hair was only bald because she shaved it off.
Right. Yeah.
It wasn't bald because she had leukemia. She shaved her hair.
So the question, just like the question should be for anything in life, is why? And the only answer that we get is, again, the term?
Munchausen by proxy.
Munchausen.
By proxy.
By proxy.
By proxy.
Which is when an individual receives emotional gain.
Yes.
Based off of the care of someone else. Almost yes. kind of like the Florence Nightingale effect.
Right.
Yes,
it's like the opposite. Right?
Yes.
A fictitious disorder that's put on somebody else.
Crazy. So this woman, this mother, who's now dead, she was stabbed numerous times by her daughter and this boy. I mean, there's so much of the story. I don't have time to tell you the whole thing. I'm just giving you a heads up. Like, this is something that you should watch and follow.
Because and there's a new series that's getting ready to come out on it, too.
She had cameras as soon as she got out of jail, mm-hmm. which is smart.
Yes.
You know, like, most of the time, you know, you'll look at these quote-unquote reality stars and trying to whore up the camera and whatnot. But this girl's got nothing else.
Yep.
So, like, your story is absolutely amazing. I would document it and take a paycheck, too. I mean, that's the only thing she's got.
Right.
That makes sense.
You know, I mean, because if this exists, if there's one, there's 10. If there's 10, there's 100.
Yes.
People that are doing this and eyes need to be put on it, pretty much.
Right. I had never heard of even
Munchausen by proxy
that before in my life.
I don't think I heard of it until this case. And I came across this story because I watch a lot of the ID channel and those type of things. So I saw several of this same story on those type of channels. That's how I got introduced to it. And then the Hulu special came out.
Yeah. You know, but what's funny about that is I can guarantee that you guys have seen this played out in a movie and you don't even realize that.
What movie?
The Sixth Sense.
Oh, man. I was going to try to guess. I like to play games. Damn. I was even willing to buzz in.
Damn.
Too fast.
Barely.
Sixth Sense.
That's absolutely correct.
Ding, 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 ding.
How is it in The Sixth Sense?
Because there's a little girl who is being fed poison by her mother, and then the boy comes in and, like, figures it out because he talks to a goat, like her sister or whatever that she killed.
I only saw it once. It's only a one-watch movie.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, it's only a one-watch movie.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen The Flowers in the Attic?
Yes.
Yes.
That's another one that's, well, that's, she's
no,
like,
but she's trying to,
yeah,
she's trying to kill it.
With the poison, yeah.
She's trying to kill him so she can move on with her life and get the inheritance.
Yeah.
Get rid of the poison kids from the ex-husband.
Uh-huh.
I'm not talking about the new Flowers, I'm talking the original, the old school, and that was good. But this story is absolutely amazing. Just, I mean, there's so many things that check off the boxes. Like a mother, it's not even like the child had lived 7 or 8 years.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, I don't like this kid and I want to profit.
Right.
I think I'm going to try this. It wasn't even that. It was the kid was born and from birth, she did this. So this was premeditated.
Yeah. And she did things.
And this woman's not even that smart or wasn't even that smart.
Uh-huh.
And she did things to try to make it look like she was dead. Like all of her teeth and stuff were rotted out, but it's because she was giving her these medications that she didn't need to be taking.
Yeah, they show the medicine closet mm-hmm. with the lock on it.
Full.
It was like a pantry.
Yep.
You know, full-blown pantry that they had. And yet, you know, you're right about the father. As much as, you know, he comes across as a likable guy, same with the stepmother. The stepmother really doesn't have anything to do with it, but the father... There should be some heat thrown at this guy.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
You don't leave your child behind. Like, one, you don't leave your kid behind, period, the end of story.
Right.
But two, you don't leave your kid behind if you think the kid's in the arms of someone that's not good.
That's a psycho. And you knew nothing was wrong with this baby. You never stepped in. You never tried to help her or anything. And I think it's shame on all people in these type of cases that don't do something.
But he's painted as a hero now.
Of course. They always are.
And you know in the back of that man's mind every day he's going, I'm just waiting for somebody to come after me.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Because mm-hmm. they will.
They should.
You know, you didn't do the right thing at the beginning.
I was watching that Natalia special yesterday on ID Channel. We talked about that last year. The girl who had that syndrome and her adoptive parents said she was older than what she really was. So now the documentary on that is coming out from her telling her side. And from all accounts of everything that's out, those people took a 9-year-old and left her in an apartment by herself. It's crazy. Like, these stories keep getting crazier and crazier.
I stayed by myself at 9.
Forever?
Not for weeks.
Just for a couple hours.
Mom went out to dinner. Forever? Did your mom ever come back and get you?
Yeah, she did, actually.
Okay, well, you're doing better than her.
She lived there, too, so she didn't come and get me.
Well, she was there by herself.
That's why I learned to cook. First thing I ever made on the stove.
What?
Shrimp and rice. Shrimp, rice, and tomato sauce.
What?
No way.
Mm-hmm.
Gross. You just found three things that were in the house and you put them out of the stove.
Yeah. I saw it in a picture.
Dang, here I am cooking eggs for the first time. You over there cooking shrimp?
Yeah, and I learned that rice expands.
So dangerous. That sounds so dangerous.
It was like a small sauce pot, you know? I filled it up with rice, and I put the shrimp on top, and I filled it up with water as high as it could go. And then I turned on the stove, and I just...
It didn't boil over?
No, it did. That's what I learned.
Oh.
And it boiled over. And we had actual burners.
Yeah.
And so I was wiping it up, and the
fire was coming out.
Yeah. The towel I was using caught on fire.
Oh my God! Another hot burner.
So I threw the towel on the tile, and I was able to put out the fire. And then when I got everything fixed up, I was like, okay, I guess it must be done. And then I put tomato sauce on it, and it was crunchy rice, cold shrimp. And it was a mess.
How did your generation survive?
What?
I said, how did your generation survive?
Oh, that makes me a survivalist. You put me out in the woods. I can make that.
You should have burned your house down.
Right.
Oh, numerous times.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah. It should have started when I was 3 and I put my mother's car keys in the light socket because it fit.
Oh, shoot.
And it shot me across the apartment floor. That's when it should have ended.
There was no safe houses for kids back then.
All right. If you've been waiting and dealing with us for the last 3+ hours for the sounder to go off so you can get registered for the trip to Las Vegas to see the awesome Scorpions, we still have that yet to come. When you hear it, your caller 18, you'll know it when you hear it. Those in the live stream, you'll hear it as well. Just make sure you're in Sacramento. In or around 916-909-0985. All right, just a heads up. Give us a minute. Hey,
it's the BS.
The Bailey Show.
Not at all.
You know, they would take the, you know, make a wish trips to Disney and all these other different places, which is great. But, you know, you would think, I mean, obviously, that's not a substitute for having anyone have to go through this. I mean, this child's childhood was ruined.
Yeah.
Their lives. Or this girl's ruined peer at the end of story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even to this day, now that she's out of prison, she just got released. I mean, you can hear it in her voice. I mean, she's trying to get back to some kind of normalcy, living with her real father in Louisiana and the stepmother, who they seem actually legit cool, like really, really cool,
right?
Normal people. But he knew that the mother was cuckoo-cuckoo.
Yep.
And that's why he left.
But left her there.
But left her there.
Left the child there. And another thing about this story that's never really made much sense to me is, like, doctors gave her surgeries that she didn't even need.
That's the other thing. Mm-hmm.
So I think more than just her mother should have been called to question in this, because as a physician with degrees, why would you do surgeries on this child she did not need?
There was a doctor that she had gone to and gave a report that he did not believe that she had any of these things wrong with her.
Mm-hmm.
And he was explaining, and this is in the Prime doc that I watched, Mommy, Dead, and Dearest, the process of rebuttaling a disease or something that has been diagnosed for a long time is almost virtually impossible. And they almost just don't even want to fight the system and go through the hassle.
Mm-hmm.
But there's actually documentation from this doctor. I said, hey, look, I don't buy it. I think this is fake. And it just sat there and nobody did anything about it.
Because a lot of times when she saw those doctors and she went in and they would be like, nothing's wrong with her. She doesn't have these illnesses. She would leave and go to another doctor who would then do whatever it is she wanted them to do. Because that girl's hair was only bald because she shaved it off.
Right. Yeah.
It wasn't bald because she had leukemia. She shaved her hair.
So the question, just like the question should be for anything in life, is why? And the only answer that we get is, again, the term?
Munchausen by proxy.
Munchausen.
By proxy.
Which is when an individual receives emotional gain.
Yes.
Based off of the care of someone else. Almost kind of like the Florence Nightingale effect.
Right.
Yeah,
it's like the opposite, right?
A fictitious disorder that's put on somebody else.
Crazy. So this woman, this mother, who's now dead, she was stabbed numerous times by her daughter and this boy. I mean, there's so much of the story. I don't have time to tell you the whole thing. I'm just giving you a heads up. Like, this is something that you should watch and follow.
Because, and there's a new series that's getting ready to come out on it, too.
She had cameras as soon as she got out of jail, which is smart.
Yes.
You know, like, most of the time, you know, you'll look at these quote-unquote reality stars and trying to whore up the camera and whatnot. But this girl's got nothing else.
Yep.
So, like, your story is absolutely amazing. I would document it and take a paycheck, too. I mean, that's the only thing she's got.
Right.
That makes sense.
You know, I mean, because if this exists, if there's one, there's 10. If there's 10, there's 100.
Yes.
People that are doing this and eyes need to be put on it pretty much.
Right. I had never heard of even
Munchausen by proxy
that before in my life.
I don't think I heard of it until this case. And I came across this story because I watch a lot of the ID channel and those type of things. So I saw several of this same story on those type of channels. That's how I got introduced to it. And then the Hulu special came out.
Yeah. You know, but what's funny about that is I can guarantee that you guys have seen this played out in a movie and you don't even realize that.
What movie?
The Sixth Sense.
Oh, man. I was going to try to guess. I like to play games. I was even willing to buzz in.
Damn.
Too fast.
Barely.
Sixth Sense.
That's absolutely correct.
Ding, 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 ding.
How is it in The Sixth Sense?
Because there's a little girl who is being fed poison by her mother, and then the boy comes in and, like, figures it out because he talks to a goat, like her sister or whatever that she killed.
I only saw it once. It's only a one-watch movie.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
Yeah, it's only a one-watch movie.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen The Flowers in the Attic?
Yes.
Yes.
That's another one that's, well, that's, she's
no,
like,
but she's trying
to, yeah, she's trying to kill it
with the poison. Yeah.
She's trying to kill him so she can move on with her life and get the inheritance.
Yeah.
Get rid of the poison kids from the ex-husband. I'm not talking about the new Flowers. I'm talking the original, old school. And that was good. But this story is absolutely amazing. Just, I mean, there's so many things that check off the boxes. Like a mother, it's not even like the child had lived 7 or 8 years. And it was like, I don't like this kid and I want to profit.
Right.
I think I'm going to try this. It wasn't even that. It was the kid was born and from birth, she did this. So this was premeditated.
Yeah. And she did things.
And this woman's not even that smart or wasn't even that smart.
And she did things to try to make it look like she was dead. Like all of her teeth and stuff were rotted out, but it's because she was giving her these medications that she didn't need to be taking.
Yeah, they show the medicine closet with the lock on it.
Full.
It was like a pantry.
Yep.
You know, a full-blown pantry that they had. And yet, you know, you're right about the father. As much as, you know, he comes across as a likable guy, same with the stepmother. The stepmother really doesn't have anything to do with it, but the father... There should be some heat thrown at this guy.
Absolutely.
You don't leave your child behind. Like, one, you don't leave your kid behind, period, the end of story.
Right.
But two, you don't leave your kid behind if you think the kid's in the arms of someone that's not good.
That's a psycho. And you knew nothing was wrong with this baby. You never stepped in. You never tried to help her or anything. And I think it's shame on all people in these type of cases that don't do something.
But he's painted as a hero now.
Of course. They always are.
And you know in the back of that man's mind every day he's going, I'm just waiting for somebody to come after me.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Because they will.
They
you know,
should.
You didn't do the right thing at the beginning.
I was watching that Natalia special yesterday on ID Channel. We talked about that last year. The girl who had that syndrome and her adoptive parents said she was older than what she really was. So now the documentary on that is coming out from her telling her side. And from all accounts of everything that's out, those people took a 9-year-old and left her in an apartment by herself.
Uh-huh.
It's crazy. Like, these stories keep getting crazier and crazier.
I stayed by myself at 9.
Forever?
Not for weeks.
Oh, just for a couple hours.
For a couple hours went out to dinner. Forever? Did your mom ever come back and get you?
Yeah, she did, actually.
Okay, well, you're doing better than her.
She lived there, too, so she didn't come and get me.
Well, she was there by herself.
That's why I learned to cook. First thing I ever made on the stove.
What?
Shrimp and rice. Shrimp, rice, and tomato sauce.
What?
No way.
Mm-hmm.
Gross. You just found three things that were in the house and you put them out of the stove.
Yeah. I saw it in a picture.
Dang, here I am cooking eggs for the first time. Are you over there cooking shrimp?
Yeah, and I learned that rice expands.
So dangerous. That sounds so dangerous.
It was like a small sauce pot, you know? And I filled it up with rice, and I put the shrimp on top, and I filled it up with water as high as it could go. Oh, and then I turned on the stove, and I just...
It didn't boil over?
No, it did. That's what I learned.
Oh.
And it boiled over. And we had actual burners.
Yes.
And so I was wiping it up, and the
fire was coming out.
Yeah, the towel I was using caught on fire.
Oh my God, another hot burner.
So I threw the towel on the tile, and I was able to put out the fire. And then when I got everything fixed up, I was like, okay, I guess it must be done. And I put tomato sauce on it, and it was crunchy rice, cold shrimp. And it was a mess.
How did your generation survive?
What?
I said, how did your generation survive?
Oh, that makes me a survivalist. You put me out in the woods. I can make that.
You should have burned your house down.
Right.
Oh, numerous times.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah. It should have started when I was 3 and I put my mother's car keys in the light socket because it fit.
Oh, shoot.
And it shot me across the apartment floor. That's when it should have ended.
There was no safe houses for kids back then.
All right. If you've been waiting and dealing with us for the last 3+ hours for the sounder to go off so you can get registered for the trip to Las Vegas to see the awesome Scorpions, we still have that yet to come. When you hear it, your caller 18, you'll know it when you hear it. Those in the live stream, you'll hear it as well. Just make sure you're in Sacramento. In or around 916-909-0985. All right, just a heads up. Give us a minute.
It's the BS.
The Bailey Show.